Today's Words of Wisdom, the Six Buddhist Perfections, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, bentangan pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah kontrasnya yang besar. Dari pencakar langit yang mencuar tinggi, kita dapat melihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya masyhuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya masyhuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini, dicerminkan melalui bangsa dan warisan yang pelbagai. Malaysia ialah negara asal banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan, dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad telah dicalonkan untuk hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang, kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti syarahan yang berikut oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Enam Kesempurnaan Agama Buddha pada 2 Oktober 1989 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Dear Master, shall I place your photo together with other Buddhas or God? Any problem? Yes, do what you want with it. Put anywhere you like. Anywhere is Buddha's land. Anywhere is my home. Master Ching Hai, why do you discourage the practice of Qigong when is it beneficial for health? Did I discourage the practice of Qigong? When was that? Last night? I don't discourage. Yeah? I tell you to do exercise. Do Qigong or do whatever you like to exercise. Keep your body healthy. I just mentioned it, didn't I? I cannot mention all the yogas in the world. I just mentioned a few and that's enough. Would you help someone who calls on you even if she or he practices a different kind of meditation? Yes? No problem. When is the best time for meditation? From 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, if you're working in the daytime. Otherwise, any time after a good rest. Because 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock is a very quiet time. Our life activities have not yet excited, and wife and kids, husband is still sleeping, housework is not yet necessary, going to work is not yet time, so you can meditate. It's more quiet and feeling secured. That's all. That's why that time is good. Otherwise, anytime when you feel relaxed, when you feel calm and needing meditation, will do. With hungry stomach or just after taking food, daytime, nighttime, it depends on your working schedule and your leisure time. Hungry stomach is no good. Full stomach is no good. After taking food a little while, maybe half an hour afterward, If you're too hungry, when you sit there, you only contemplate, You sit there, you only contemplate on food and forget the Buddha. And then when you see, the vision is only food, no Buddha. Dear Master Qinghai, I was born a Buddhist. I also accept the Baha'i's faith. That's good. I follow the teachings of Buddha as closely as possible, like the Eightfold Path. I am sad that I do not understand the Buddhist prayers or recite them. I depend upon the Baha'i's prayers, which I could understand. Honestly, I receive blessing from God through the Buddha as well as through Baha'u'llah. Will it be wrong to accept two religious teachers at the same time? No, it's not wrong. Do whatever you feel comfortable with and do whatever is beneficial to your soul and helpful to your mental request. Buddhas or Baha'u'llah's purpose coming to this world is only to help you to feel peaceful, to feel relaxed and happy and secure. So whomever you trust and whatever recitation helps you, that is good. The Buddha will be happy that you are happy. If you permit, I would like to have Master Qinghai as one of my protectors. Three? But how am I to feel of your presence when Master is away? You will feel it. You might even see it. See, if you're sincere enough and purified enough, you may see me at your home, like you see me now. No question. How are we to know of your presence with us when you are away preaching in other countries? I told you already. You might feel it. You feel in every way of your life the protection, the help. You feel very clearly. Otherwise, you may see with your own eyes or in meditation. It is different with everybody. But people who can see the Master, not little, many, many can see. Namaste. Local people here believe in gods like Guan Yin, nine emperor gods, etc. What is your advice concerning such beliefs? It's okay. If it helps you, it's okay. What is the function of dreams and what is their importance to us? Dreams have so many complicated functions and so many things. Sometimes you're thinking in the daytime and dream in the night. Sometimes dreams predict the future or connecting with the past. It's complicated. You should ask a dreamer or buy a dream book. Yeah, because I don't have that much time to go into details. Oh, we have a tape. In our retreat, we have a tape concerning dream. You might buy it and listen. When a person has achieved enlightenment, does that mean he or she will no longer undergo the cycle of reincarnation? Yes, no longer. Was Jesus Christ really the Son of God, or was he just a man with great psychic power? He was the Son of God. You are also a Son of God. It's just that you don't know you are, he knows he is. Many Chinese practice ancestor worship. What is your advice on this? Let them. Dear Qinghai Sufu, Namaste. Please help me to solve the below questions. First, who is Guan Yin? In my belief, I believe her existence and pray her a lot. Will I able to see her one day in my life? How do I get to see her? Oh, it's difficult. The quicker is you go to get initiation, You might see her at initiation time, even that quick, or you might see her a little bit later. Without Guan Yin method, I do not know when you will see her. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. In the market, there are many books like Sethi Speaks, Ramtha, etc., on teaching one to discover oneself and the enlightenment. Who are they? Are they like master yourself or process the God's power? Did I have to read myself before I answer you? But reading a book or something or any teaching could not give you enlightenment. That is for sure. You must get in touch with the living master. Who discover and invent Guan Yin methods? Was Guan Yin the goddess of mercy herself? No. She practiced this method and then attained the level of goddess of mercy. This method is ancient, came from God, came from Buddha's land, not from anyone inventing. If we practice this, we can become as good as Guan Yin. In reality, it is not possible for every human being to find enlightenment. In theory, if the human population all become enlightened and break the cycle of death and rebirth, does it mean ultimately the end of the human population on this planet? No. No need. We can live harmonious together in enlightenment. We must not even leave the earth. For example, I don't leave the earth. I am still here. If I wish, I come back again. The trouble is unenlightened people, even if they wish to come back to the earth, they cannot. That's a problem. So if you want to populate this world, then get enlightened and then come back. All right? And live together in harmony. Is this ever possible, and why does God, the Creator, plan His time way so as to end suffering? Only lowly animals and plant life will exist. No. I already told you, get enlightenment and then we will see. Dear Master, we are both very loving husband and wife and keen to follow Guan Yin method. Have we got to give up sex? Must we change our relationship in order to attain enlightenment? No. Just slowly do it as you feel, according to your levels. Nothing pushing is good. Sometimes you just suddenly don't want it anymore, then it is the right time. Otherwise, just try to control as much as possible, right? Giving time, energy to meditate and to do some better good for mankind. It doesn't mean sex is something so sinful. It is just wasting much of energy and time whereby we can use it for a better purpose. That's what it is, that we should minimize it. Okay? I don't condemn anything. Just advise you. Yeah? Between a husband and wife relationship is good. It is good. Only when you're abusing it, that is not good. If there are some minor meat-based food mixed with my vegetable diet, is it okay? A complete 100% change is difficult. Slowly change in meaty diet will be easier. Can you accept me this way? You first try it slowly until you completely be vegetarian and then come back for initiation. Right? If you want to do it slowly, then do it slowly. Don't ask me to go slow with you. Dear Master, he or she worship two masters, for example, Buddha and Jesus. Can one meditate Buddha and Jesus Christ at the same time? Yes, you can call on both of them. They will both come. One day you realize that Buddha and Jesus are one. According to the Holy Bible, stated clearly, one must not serve two masters. Reject Jesus Christ to love Buddha, or contrary, love Jesus, reject Buddha. Is the Bible teaching contrary to Buddha doctrine, scripture, or what is your personal opinion? The Bible means you should not serve God and devil at the same time. Yeah? Jesus and Buddha are both saints, God's representative. You can love them both or more. Welcome. Master, I was a monk before in Thailand and I had already disrobed. Monks in Thailand, majority take meats ever since early days till now. Can they be enlightened? Yes, but not the ultimate. According to the Buddha, whoever eat meat can become the Mara king only, can never become a Buddha. Yeah? According to Surangamma Sutra. Yeah? Don't blame me, huh?
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship,
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
As a vegetarian, can we take shellfish? No, don't take it. Venerable Master, since aeons bygone, throughout the ages, India has always been the land of saints. Today, the greatest and most well-known of them, the saints, is Sai Baba. Who is this Satya Sai Baba? He is one of them. One of the greatest, maybe, but not the only. Yeah? This Sai Baba is supposed to be incarnate again now. He was a very famous Hindu-Muslim saint before, and he has many miracles. He can help many people in many places at the same time, and his devotee always worship him and get whatever they want. But he doesn't teach people a method to liberate themselves and to become a master themselves. Understand that? You can worship a person and get benefit from him. But that is another question, to become him yourself, to become a master yourself. So Sai Baba helps a lot of people, very compassionate, and had a lot of magical power. Also the one now, same. So he's very famous because of his magical power and also his helping. Yeah, but as far as I know, he doesn't teach people a way to liberate themselves, to become a self-master. Yeah, so our method is to teach you to become self-master, to become the master, not only to worship a master. So you don't worship me. I never let disciples worship me, only tell them where to find their own greatness and their own self-worth. If you worship me, you think I'm great, then I teach you how to become like myself. Understand? So that's the difference. Dear Master, I always hear from people that it is the God or the Supreme Creator who's created all beings. He's Almighty, has superpower. If it is true, then why can't He stop warfare or evil incidents before it occurs? Instead, allow it to happen, killing innocent people. No, these are not really innocent people. Not necessary. Maybe last life they kill this person, and this person come back and kill them. The next time they come back and kill again, and next time they come back, kill, 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 kill again. And that's how the transmigration going on all the time. That's why I come and tell you God's message. Stop all this. Even people hit you, don't hit back. That's what Jesus say. Yeah? In this way, we cut the cycle. Because if you hit them, next time they will hit you. If you kill them, next time they kill you, and then next time you kill them, and next time they kill you. Just like this going on. So don't stop. Eat vegetarian. Don't kill. Eh?
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Dear Master, when we pray and make offerings for food and fruit, etc., to an ancestral tablet at home on the anniversary, does the dead ancestor get any benefit? I don't think so. Either they go to heaven or hell, or transmigrate into a different places. If they go to heaven, they don't care about our dirty fruit and cheap fruit. If they go to hell, they couldn't go up to eat. If they go to animal plane, they couldn't hear anything what you say. If they already became another human being, then the fruit is also not necessary. Dear Master, how is it possible to get enlightened with Guan Yin method? What is the feeling of enlightenment like? You get enlightened, no need to ask, very quick and evidently. Feeling you will know later when you get enlightened. If you are Buddha and you know all and everything, why do you have trouble reading some of the questions so I know everything? So the Buddha also has to ask some questions. Understand? Because I explained to you already last night, the Buddha is God as well as human. In the human level, he functions as a human. But in another level, he functions as Buddha, both at the same time. Understand? So dealing with human, you have to be human. Otherwise, everybody will come and flock into me and just expecting miracles. If to practice with me immediately, you can read everything, know everything, all the languages, and showing off to people, and I think in 1 second, all the world will become Buddha and gone. And goodbye to all your grandmother, father, and children and babies. This is not allowed. Understand? For example, if you are a spy in a country, in an enemy country, even though your position is very high, you don't know anything. You are working like a taxi driver. Huh? You have to drive a taxi. And you say, oh, what is this? I don't know. What is that? What is his name? What is that? Is that a president? What kind of president is he? But you know everything. Understand that? You know, but you don't know. You know everything at the same time, and you don't know everything at the same time. You will know that when you get initiation. If you say, I don't know anything, it's not correct. Because when you meditate and you ask me in your own Malayan language, I will answer you in Malayan language. But here, I don't. Understand? If you ask me in French, in Greek, in Latin, in whatever the very old language or in your local language, the master inside will answer you exactly that language. So that means the master knows every language. But here, I don't. Just like you ask me to do some miracle for you to look, I won't do that. Nobody ever did that. Jesus never did that. Jesus also had to ask something. He asked for water. He asked for food. He let people massage his feet. He doesn't need that, but he let it be. Understand? I did notice that many holy masters like Buddha, Jesus, Sai Baba, and others have one similarity, that they do raise up their hand or palm. What's the reason behind this and the interaction with meditation? Give blessing. But the real master don't need to raise a palm to bless. Yeah? Just a look is enough. Not having even to look at. If you're at home and you hear of a master's name, provided he is still living in the physical world, you hear the name of that master only and sincerely pray to that master, you get benefit all the same. You get blessing. You just look at the photo of that master and you pray to that photo, you get blessing. No need the master to raise the hand, the foot, or the head, or whatever. There are many ways to bless people. But sometimes, as a gesture of peace or greeting, it is a kind maybe of a habit. I also raise my hand to greet you or do like this. But doesn't mean I show off my power. There's nothing there. Understand? Master, you claim to be a living God, a Buddha. How do you justify your claim? Enlightenment? I know my own self. I know who I am. You also Buddha. It's just the difference between you and I is that you don't know yet. And I know. So what is the big deal about that? If you have practiced medical for many years and you don't know you have graduated and have a doctor and become a doctor, then what would you know? If you study medicine for a long time and you graduate and become a doctor and then you say you're a doctor, what is the big deal? Before his parinirvana, Maitreya Bodhisattva, according to Sakya Muni, now resided in Tusita heaven. He only comes into the world when all humans do not believe in God or saint anymore. Humans have become animals. Human become animals? Then he comes? He preached to animal? It's difficult to rescue and talk to human being. How can we talk to animal? And enlighten the animal. I don't think the Buddha waits so long. But I have explained this in another tape. Please go and ask, yeah? Time doesn't permit. Has the true master that come to save mankind from this destructive world finally appear? Oh, they appear all the time, anytime. Is there only one spirit in our physical body, or could it be there another spirit that attached to our body as well? Sometimes there is another spirit who attached to our body. Sometimes good spirit, sometimes is bad. But whatever spirit it may be, it's better that it doesn't attach to us at all, that we're free, we become master of ourselves. I have daily headache, please help me. I also feel sensation, like ants creeping in front between the eyebrows. It is due to wrong way of meditation? No, just place your attention over there. You can place your hand on your temple every day, a little while. And the headache will become better. Or take aspirin. Master, many Chinese customs believe in offering foods to the dead ones. What do you say to the burning of paper monies or houses or say cars? Actually, commonly practiced among the Chinese. Can that help the dead ones in the other world? No, it helped the living one. Good business, no? If I am a good disciple and believer, how will you help me? That I will see. What will I get if I have Guanyin method? That I will also see. If I am sick, how will you help me? That I will also see. It's only all the future question. I will see afterward. Christians have their Bible in one single volume. Muslims have their Quran in one single volume. Can we get Buddha's Bible in one single volume? Yes, we can. One single volume. Just pack them together, stick them together, and you get one. Dear Master, how can you make your presence be felt when I need your guidance most? If you are far away from Penang, how can I consult you and seek your answer to my many problems, which will certainly arise when I pursue the Guanyin method? You can write to me even. You can telephone me. Nowadays, it's not a difficult question. You don't need to stick to the Master. And you will see the Master come. You will feel the Master presence. You will know the Master helping hand in any situation. This is very clear. You will have no doubt whatsoever. You only doubt now because you don't have this experience. Once you are initiated and you know it like black and white. Then you don't need to ask this. Is it possible to write to you? Yes. Can you answer to so many disciples at one time? Yes. An answer from your best assistant can never be as good as from you, Master. Of course, I will write to you and sign my name. Do you have an alternative? I can expect a lot of hallucination and disturbance which I cannot comprehend when I meditate. Your personal guidance is necessary, otherwise many of your disciples can divert from the true path, become mentally disturbed. No, never. We haven't got any. We haven't got one that have mental disturbance or diverting. Yeah? It has not come. Unless she already had before she come, then we slowly solve this problem. If she doesn't, then no, never. Dear Master, is it quite clear that the human population is increasing year by year? The percentage of people following the path to Buddhahood and successfully attaining arahantship and enlightenment is so small. Don't you think you are fighting a losing battle? Within your lifetime, how many people can really benefit from your teaching? Already so many. Penang is first time, therefore you don't see so many. But the world over, there's so many. Thousands, thousands, thousands. The law of cause and effect seems to favor disproportionately a growing population unfortunate enough not to be exposed to Guan Yin method. Does God, the Creator, means it to be this way? Surely evil cannot triumph over good. Can you comment? Yes. I appreciate your compassion. It's difficult to talk to people. And it's difficult to help people to liberation. It is due to their own misdoing in the past lives. For example, those people who crucify Jesus Christ, who slander Buddhas, for them, it is difficult, even up till now, to cleanse off this bad karma. Therefore, such kind of people cannot come to God just yet. But by our own spreading of practicing group, we might reach up to there slowly and slowly. And by lighting our own wisdom, we brighten somewhat this darkened world. One light is better than no light. So starting by us now, and don't wait. The other people come later when their time comes. From where God came from? Human imagination? No, we cannot imagine God because our imagination is too small. God exists alone forever and forever. Honorable Master Qinghai, you stated earlier that originally we are sons of God. If it is so, why do God allow so much suffering in this physical world? Shouldn't we be living in a world of peace and happiness? Please enlighten on this point. Yes, we should. We should live in a world of peace and happiness. But because we have done so many things wrong against God's will and God's law, so we have to pay now. But there is a way to go out. We repent and go back to God now. It's still time.
师父这边有最后一个中文问题，最后一个，他这么说，错过这次的印心啊，以后是不是可以从打坐的观想里头要求大师印心？
You wait until I come back again. I'll go to Taiwan or to America, to wherever, to get initiation. To get initiation without a physical body is not much possible. Because you do not understand the inside language. And even if you meditate very diligently and see the Master appearing with you, all the instructions cannot convey to you in such a short time. It's difficult for you to meditate there and see the Master for many hours, which is necessary for initiation instruction. Yeah? Therefore, you get instruction directly from my mouth. And now, not waiting until I left and get it from meditation is so difficult. If it's possible, I would have done that. I don't need to come here. Thank you. Thank you so much for the patience and love. Wish all the best. Try to be vegetarian, meditate, remember God, remember Buddha. All the blessings.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Kami besar hati dapat bersama anda untuk episod Kata-Kata Hikmat hari ini. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television untuk lebih banyak lagi rancangan yang konstruktif, 24 jam sehari, 7 hari seminggu. Sampai sini saja rancangan ini. Jumpa lagi. Melalui kasih sayang Tuhan, semoga hidup anda penuh dengan kegembiraan, dilimpahi dengan rahmat dan belas kasihan selama-lamanya. It's our joy to have your lovely company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming 24 hours a day, every day of the week. For now, we bid you adieu until next time. Through God's everlasting love, may your days be bright and joyous, forever blessed with heaven's grace and mercy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.